from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready? Are you
ready? This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
The Media Group Station, home of the Mamie Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
and giving
me peace in America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your
bid
on that.
Nothing. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know it.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a new Monday morning episode of the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Featuring Mamie.
Hello. Featuring Roy. You better don't poke me with that. You know, you gotta have like funny character.
And featuring Lorraine.
That one time you tried to deposit your meth.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, Lorraine is not in here. That was a pre-recorded voice.
Yep. Lorraine's home with baby Cash, who's got a fever.
Oh, it's not funny, Lorraine. Why'd you be laughing about that?
He texted us early this morning.
They said the fever was like 103.
A little too early, if you ask me.
Yeah. That's not.
No, Lorraine will hopefully be back tomorrow. Of course, a mommy's got to do what a mommy's got to do.
I like the inappropriate laughing. We should do that with her. Play really sad, like read out really sad stories and play Lorraine's laughter today.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? It is the holiday season, and that means our Monday morning song should be a holiday song, right, Roy?
I agree, sir.
Plus, I see you've got a balloon there. We're going to kick off the show with the 12 Balloons of Christmas.
Yes, whatever's inside the balloon, you win.
All right. We'll play that coming up in just a minute here. But first, a song to get you going on a Monday. Panthers play tonight.
Woo-woo to the Saints.
They play to the Saints. That's right.
Hopefully they don't go marching in.
It was December 24th on Hollis Ave at the dark. When I see the man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, an ill reindeer. My man, I was feeling good, the man had a beer. And a bag full of three, 12 o'clock at night. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped his wallet back dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it called, said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never feel for Santa, so that ain't right. So I was going home, the man, I'm back to him that night. But when I got home, I bumped, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and it don't see me. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Touched our tones all the way from home this morning.
We never have giveaways this early, but we do want you to call in right now at 704-570-9595 because we got to play the 12 Balloons of Christmas.
On the 12 Balloons of Christmas, MRL gave to me random items from their office, but who cares because it's free.
great. Doesn't matter what we give. It's free. And it's the season of being grateful.
That's right. We got just random things that have been sitting around our office. But some of them have cool stories. Like, we gave away a kazoo. But the kazoo was played by Alessia Cara when she was here.
Right, and no one touched it since then, so it still had her DNA on it.
We gave away an MRL show t-shirt last week. We gave away a Hornets t-shirt. We also have, still to come, like in our bag of goodies, a Cam Newton autographed kickball from his kickball tournament. Some bobbleheads from the Hornets that you can't get anymore.
Okay, so it could be a lot of really cool things. 704-570-9595. I got the balloon ready to go.
Good. We have red MRL show balloons. By the way, we're going to be playing twice today. We'll play later on in the show as well.
All right. We have, who's this?
Amy.
Amy?
Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Amy from Monroe. She's calling number 9 this morning.
Welcome to the 12 Balloons of Christmas. What are you doing up so early?
Going to work.
Oh, where do you work?
I work at a factory.
Okay. Oh,
cool. Okay.
Is it a balloon making factory? Because that would be really cool.
No.
No. Okay.
All right. Let's hope, Roy, when you pop that balloon, Amy's going to count you in, that the prize that comes out isn't a trip to a factory for a walkthrough.
That'd be awful.
That would be awful. All right, Amy, count Roy down. Amy and Monroe say 3, 2, 1, pop that balloon.
3, 2, 1, pop that balloon.
Oh, yay!
Hey, there we go. Oh, there's a lot of liquid in that. A lot of liquid in that.
And Nicole blows up these balloons and, you know.
Some spit flies in.
All right, what did she win? What did our Amy win this morning in Monroe?
She won
12 balloons of Christmas.
She won Circle K coffee. Yeah, Circle K. Yeah, they were so nice. They brought by this wonderful travel mug and roasted coffee beans in here. And now when you go to Circle K, they'll grind the beans for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks to Circle K. And, of course, you enjoy this coffee. And when you drink it, think of the MRL show and the 12 Balloons of Christmas, Amy.
I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Love that. Well, enjoy it, okay? Have a great day at work.
Thank you.
Okay. There's Amy, our first winner. And like we said, we'll do it again because we have so much more to get to.
Dude, look how much water is on this balloon. I'm not kidding. There's so much saliva in this thing.
Here, put it up by the microphone so people can...
Oh, there it is. That's the spit inside the balloon. Was she, like, purposely spitting while blowing? So gross.
So much to do, including some potpourri.
Okay.
We'll get to the must-buy toy for 2018.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Loren's not here today. She has to do mommy duties and be home with a sick baby Cash. Said he was running a fever and he only wanted her. We know how that is. Any mom out there knows that.
Yep.
So here on the MRL show, it's always family first. And Loren will be back hopefully tomorrow. But in the meantime, producer Nicole is here. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And Aaron is here. Good morning, Aaron. We're going to get to you later on in the show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What
controversy after the Christmas party. You know, Nicole, you were there.
There's a whole...
Yeah, you're in the wrong.
Okay.
Not you, okay. Aaron. The one and only Manny.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that coming up.
You too, Roy. 7. Don't laugh.
Whoa. Hang on.
Yeah, Roy.
How did I fall into that?
Because you two are like one. When it comes to some things.
Oh, because I laughed? Please.
Yeah, hey.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it at 7. But real quick, the couple things that we wanted to get to as we enter into the holiday season. And by the way, our show will be on the CMS schedule, so we'll see you on January 7th, everyone. Adios.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the hottest toy of the year? Now, when we raised $150,000, thanks to your help from Secret Santa for the kids inside Levine Children's Hospital so that they can have a good Christmas, the hot toy was the dinosaur that kind of does 30 different things. It laughs, it talks, it eats broccoli. They actually communicate with each other. It's like one of the hottest toys this season.
Okay.
The other one is Poopsie the Toy Unicorn. that poops glittery, gooey stuff out of its butt.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. It's a line of defecating unicorns that have been hailed by some as the hottest toy of 2018. The Washington Post calls Poopsie the perfect representation of what should be a toy in 2018. It's a $50 unicorn designed to leave behind a glittery, gooey surprise in its plastic toilet that it comes with.
Yeah, I hate that. I've been wrapping Christmas presents, and my wrapping paper's glittery. Just, my house is glitter bombed. Mm-hmm. It's curling on my pants legs. It's everywhere.
So, how Poopsie works is kids feed Poopsie a meal of unicorn glitter.
Okay.
Followed by a bottle concoction containing water and unicorn food. Then you mix Poopsie up, and then then you put a diaper on there, and then you squeeze Poopsie, and Poopsie poops unicorn glitter.
That's an awful, awful game or toy.
It's like this is how like things evolve, though, because remember, the Cabbage Patch Kids?
Oh,
that
yeah.
used to be a thing where you would feed them. They didn't do anything cool like that. But
yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's another awful toy out there, too, called Runts. Have you seen that?
Yes.
It's where you take an injured puppy, and no lie, you buy an injured puppy and you take care of mm-hmm. it. It's like a toy aww. Injured. Aww. The company's called Runt.
Yeah. It comes with the backstory and how the pet was injured too, I think.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Like you get a dog with a broken leg.
Yeah, because the neighbor came back from a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And swerved.
It's really bad.
And then before we get to the dirty real quick, this is from Reddit. These are strange holiday traditions, like the quirky ones. And they say 50% of Americans will try and do some sort of quirky holiday tradition. Like for some reason, on Christmas Day, my family and I, we don't do it much anymore, but we used to watch Chris Rock's Bigger and Blacker stand up. It was just, it like started out one year, and then all of a sudden my cousin's like, hey, put that in. Like okay. The next year. Then on the third year, he didn't even have to ask. We just had it ready to go.
Okay.
And we would just sit around and laugh. Of course, we were all adults at the time and no kids were around. But so dressing up their cat in a holiday costume is one of the quirky things that will happen
this
year.
I've done it.
I'm going to dress up my dog.
On Christmas Day?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Playing Mario Kart games on Christmas morning?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Exchanging ugly ornaments? How about this one, Roy? This is kind of cool. Maybe I'll do this with Dean one morning. Camping out.
Oh, that's fun.
Set up a tent inside the bedroom. Camp on Christmas Eve. We used to do this too. Santa would drop the gifts off on Christmas Eve for us because we were in Jersey, so I guess we got them earlier, and we would open them on Christmas Eve.
Oh,
at like 11:30.
Yeah,
he would come while we were at church.
I'm glad Santa didn't do that for me.
We were at church.
Santa came Christmas Day.
Nicole, this is you making ornaments with their dog's paw print on them.
I would love to do that. Don't know how Finley would do, but
watching horror movies on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's strange. Why?
These are quirky.
In fact, so Tuesday is going to be Sterling and I's Christmas Day, and I'm like trying to map out all the fun Christmas traditions for us to do.
Y'all, Roy, you need to do this.
What?
Because you live in an apartment, but it might not be as funny. It's sending holiday cards to people that they don't know with your picture.
It's pretty funny.
You should just go like put it under, you know how like sometimes like the Chinese restaurants will come and put the pamphlet in your door?
Yeah.
Just put the Christmas card in people's door.
That's a good idea. I know a guy, he now works, he's a producer over at Sirius, but he is single. And so what he would do is his Christmas card would be him in a bubble bath and wine and a photo of just him.
Oh, that's funny.
And he'd send it out to a bunch of people.
That's awesome.
Of him just being in a bubble bath.
Yeah, we used to get a picture of a guy and his family, and it was like, to Amanda and Steve, happy holidays, and we didn't know who it was, and it came from Memphis, and then we realized that it was like the person that sold us Amanda's car.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was very personal. It was him and his family. It wasn't like from the whole family at blah, blah, blah Honda dealership.
Yeah.
It's like from Mike Eberle and the kids.
And you're like, who?
Yeah. I'm staring. I'm like, is it a cousin?
Yeah,
is it somebody in my...
Can there at least be a Ford logo in the background or something?
Very personal. Very personal.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
For Loren all morning is going to be Nicole. I guess just give us the update on Kanye, Drake, and Kim. That broke over the weekend.
I mean, there's literally no way I can do it in 30 seconds.
Well, what started the beef?
So Kanye has beef with Drake. And he accused him of sneak dissing him in his like previous songs.
Kanye accused Drake.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent song being Sicko Mode, with Travis Scott, who is Kylie's baby daddy. So Kanye, like he does, went on a Twitter rant of 100 plus tweets. 100 yeah. plus tweets. And it all started with a text message from Kanye's team showing a screenshot of Drake asking clearance for one of the songs that okay. Kanye did back, like, I think, like, almost 10 years ago for, like, a 10-year anniversary. So he, like, tweeted that and said, this proves how fake it is.
Okay.
Like, so calling it fake. So then he went on 100-plus tweets, and then...
So did we know... This happened Friday night, by the way. It broke on Friday night. Did we know, did you know leading up to that, that Drake and Kanye had beef?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah, because remember the whole thing with Drake's son? Drake did a sit down.
Drake has a son?
Yeah.
I'm really
so,
out of it.
So Drake did a sit down with LeBron in like one of the it's like a barbershop talking podcast they do or something. And he only told Kanye when they were working on an album about it. And then Pusha T came out and did a diss track, basically called, like, the story of... Okay. And it accused him of fathering and hiding his son. Well, Drake related that back to Kanye, saying, Kanye is the only person who could have told you that.
I can't follow it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's, like,
hopefully,
really...
Hopefully people are listening and are kind of getting the vibe that Kanye and Drake aren't getting along right now. And then Kim K came to her husband's...
Threatened, Drake threatened, evidently, the family.
We don't... And there's no proof of that. Drake... Or Kanye just put on Twitter that he wants Drake to call him. He's not going to give clearance to the song unless they talk. They've been trying to talk for 6 months. And then, like, the next set of tweets was, Drake just called me, no apologies, threaten my family, you don't threaten my family.
Kim said.
And then Kim came to his defense saying, like, that Kanye paved the way for there to be a Drake.
Like, Drake, don't threaten me or my my husband or my family ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake paved the way for you. And then we're running so behind, but it doesn't matter.
But then Pete Davidson and Ariana come into this. And I'll tell you how that gets involved in 7 days.
I didn't even know that part.
Yeah, Pete Davidson, Kanye, Ariana, they're all in. Kanye was all over the map this weekend. By the way, Pete Davidson deleted his social media after putting out a weird tweet that was a cry for help.
That's this. That's related to this.
And, but he was on briefly on SNL. Yeah,
that stayed from this.
Okay, I
7:30. Make sure you're listening, Roy.
Please, and get like a flow chart.
Yes, get a flow chart. Okay, the Santa hotline.
Yeah, so you can call the Santa hotline and tell the big guy up north what you want to have for Christmas. We'll play that for you. Some things that we found on his voicemail coming up in 5 minutes.
Cute kids, too. Plus a mom also is upset because her child isn't behaving well. We'll get into that, too.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We are down a Loren. She is out today. Baby Cash is sick, so she's staying home with the sick baby.
While you're at home, or maybe you're in the car, you could call the Santa hotline. That number is up on our socials at the MRL Show on our story. Go check it out, and you'll hear the big man.
Hello there. You've reached the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Santa hotline. Go ahead and leave your message. Tell Santa what you want for Christmas. I check my messages daily, so I'll be sure to hear it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa. And he was so nice. He gave us his voicemail passcode, so we get to hear some of the voicemail messages.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hi, Santa. My name is Benny, and I would love to have a new puppy this Christmas.
Aww. Next message.
So, Santa Claus, can I get Genesis Patrick and Tatum for Christmas, please?
Next message.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Please don't get Eric anything because he doesn't deserve anything by Cole this year. He's been not good.
Ugh.
End of message.
I like how you hear the kid going off at the end.
Wow. Yeah. So parents, you can also use the Santa hotline to let Santa know if your child has been bad.
It's very true.
So go find that number right now. This way you'll have it safe and sound at the MRL Show on our Insta.
Coming up next with the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Show.
We got that Monday morning War of the Roses for you. Looking back on the year 2018, there was one time where Anna thought that her man Chris was cheating on her, but Chris also had the same suspicions. Do they both turn out to be cheating? We'll find out in one of the crazier wars coming up in under 10 minutes.
Yes, 95.1. Catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
Anna, what's going on with Chris that makes you think he could possibly be cheating on you?
I got a text from my friend. I think that Chris is cheating with my friend. And I got a text from her the other night, and she sent me this picture of him and her sitting on her couch in her apartment, and she texted me this little, like, that, like, kissy face, smiley, winky emoji, and then she wrote, "He's my guy now, LOL." I was at first confused, and then I was just pissed. And so then...
But maybe she was just like, joking and flirting, you know, joking and,
a joke.
Yeah, that's not a good joke.
They're friends,
no,
Lauren.
So.
If your friend, Lakin, was with Dallas and they ran into each other and she took a picture and she goes, "Hey, I'm with the, you know,
oh,
this
my
is
pseudo
my...
boyfriend," or whatever. Okay, that would be funny. So you're saying he might not be cheating?
Yes.
Okay, you just think it's friends joking around.
Yes.
I got what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down now.
All right, let's go ahead and dial him up. Lauren, let's give a cell phone a try, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go, Anna. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that card. You know the rules.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris, please.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. My name is Cindy. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our social media tag contest. I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone.
Sorry, who is this?
My name's Cindy. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We were doing an online social media contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your name. Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send $100 in beautiful roses to?
Oh, wow. Oh, $100. Okay. Yeah.
Great. What would the name be that we would be sending these roses to?
Send them to Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with Rochelle's roses. What would you like to put on her romantic card?
It can be anything.
What are you thinking?
Okay. This is silly, but put on there, like, "To my dirty little secret."
Oh.
Well,
that is disgusting. That is disgusting. You are just awful. You're just...
That's your girlfriend, Anna. You are on War of the Roses with the Mandy Roy of the Roy Morning Show.
Yeah. Hi.
What?
Chris, you f***ing
f***ing. Oh, my God. Okay. Anna, I know you're upset, but I remind you, it doesn't do anybody any good if you just sit there and swear, okay? Let's.
You know what? It makes me feel good because he has clearly been cheating on me with his dirty little secret for God knows how long.
Chris, there's no roses to send to Rochelle, but what do you have to say to Anna?
Okay, this is like, if you want to talk to me, you can come talk to
me. Whatever, you're bullshit, way more bullshit than this bullshit.
Okay, everybody.
How about don't cheat on me if you don't want me to go see other girls?
Hold on, so Chris, you're saying that Anna's cheating on you?
Yeah, for a while now, and she thinks that I don't know. She thinks that I haven't seen this. She thinks that I'm just stupid and blind, and I haven't seen that you've been sneaking around with Scott like every other week. You think that I don't notice that you just disappear with him?
And
for
is
like
that
a
true?
Okay, that is not true. I'm not sneaking around with Scott. I have all the evidence I need. I have a picture I sent from stupid fake ex Rochelle who thinks that, okay, I'm not even going to talk to her anymore. And you, I mean,
she didn't tell me she was going to send a picture. I don't know why she would do that, and I'm not happy about it.
You know what, Chris? Just shut up. Just shut the f*** up. You've lied to me this entire time.
Why don't you shut up, Anna? Why don't you not drag me onto the radio and
dirty
laundry in front of people, okay?
Don't. Okay, you're the one who was caught, okay? You got caught cheating with my friend. You guys deserve each other. I hope you have fun on her dirty ass couch and her dirty ass apartment with her dirty ass stupid post on her dirty ass wall.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about getting caught. Let's talk about how you didn't even do a very good job of like covering up your tracks. Pictures on social media all the time of you and Scott. You act like it's just some friendly thing.
All right, you two. Clearly, this is a toxic relationship. Anna, you got your answer. I'm going to let you both go.
Holy cow.
And good luck.
Say yes, Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
What happened when you brought your significant other to the holiday party? Your holiday party? Did he or she get in front of the boss? Try and get you a raise. Did something go wrong when you brought your significant other to the holiday party? 704-570-9595.
We had our morning show holiday party this past Saturday. So we do like a big radio station corporate dinner, drinks, and then we do just for one for the morning show and the staff for the show. And we went to Essex Bar and Bistro, had a great time. It was us, Nicole, and Aaron and his girlfriend.
Everybody and their spouses.
Yeah.
Loren and Dallas were there.
Although they showed up like 30 minutes late.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Loren is not on the show today. She's out because her baby Cash is sick. So
yeah.
We wish him the best.
But what happened on the Christmas party that we had, the little Christmas dinner, was just simply based on seating, I think. Because the four, Loren, Dallas, myself, and Aaron and his girlfriend and Amanda were all kind of in the downside of the table, and you four were on the upside.
Yeah.
Sterling, Roy, Lauren.
It's like they put
Nicole.
All the straight people together and all the gay people together.
You know, I thought of it that.
One side was gay, the other side was straight.
Yeah. And by the way, if you called to share a story about the spouse and the Christmas dinner, just give us 1 second. Just hang on. And I was directly across from Tori, Aaron's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which, looking back, that's probably the worst thing that we could have done. Tori, who, like, because all of our, like, Loren, Dallas, Sterling, Amanda, like, they've all been around each other on numerous occasions.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them know how to deal with this one sitting across from me.
Yeah, that's me.
That's Maney.
Yeah.
And then I
felt bad because even, like, where I was sitting, Aaron, there was Sterling in between me and Aaron, and then so I couldn't even see Tori from my. I couldn't even talk to you two.
Yeah. Did Tori enjoy yourself?
On. Yeah, I think so.
You
yeah.
think so? You guys didn't discuss it on your 25-hour ride back to Weddington?
I don't think so.
Yeah, what are you laughing about, Nicole?
Well, so there was a conversation that once you guys left, that Maney was a bit inappropriate.
Can you believe that?
I believe it. I'm not sure what you're referring to yet.
And my own wife was telling me this, that I was inappropriate.
Oh, was it the whole you trying to pretend to be my dad joke?
I think that was some of it. I think that was some of it. So Aaron is in the studio every day with us, you guys. You don't really hear him too much on the radio because he's busy doing our Facebook Live, switching and all that stuff. But he's here a lot, so I know a lot about him.
Yeah.
And I feel comfortable around him to break his chops and do jokes and all that stuff. Granted, I'm 43 and he's 19.
Right, so you make family jokes.
So I pretend to be his dad sometimes. You know, he's a wholesome kid.
Let's not say sometimes.
He's a milk and cookies kid.
Because I don't think that a day has gone by without some kind of...
That's true.
I won't say, like, joke or, like, poking fun, but, like, some kind of
bit?
Comment being... Yes.
Some bit that we
Something
do?
Something being made.
We sometimes like to be...
Fun.
We like to pretend to be his mom and be like, Aaron, make
yeah,
sure you...
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure she loves that.
Make sure you eat your vegetables.
It is all in good fun.
But here's where I'm coming from. Because as somebody who works behind the scenes, I also see, like, his side of it, where this was his first outing since he's got hired with the entire show, with his girlfriend there. And that was a really, because we do, we give him a lot of praise. He is yep. awesome. He does an amazing mm-hmm. job.
Darn right.
And we'll be the first one to give him praise. But that was a great opportunity for us to build him up and for us to make him
look good in front of his
look
girlfriend.
Look good in front of his girlfriend, which sometimes behind the scenes, like a little bit of affirmation and all that is good because you don't see all the work that like Aaron and I put into this show.
Sure.
So that was a great opportunity for us to build him up. And instead we made, I'm not going to say we, because I did not participate one bit, but
you weren't sitting by him,
but Stephen Maney and with the help of laughs by Roy Brown,
they were good jokes. They were funny.
Had said curfew jokes, drink jokes, Toys R Us jokes.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese. Pizza. Pepperoni.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Driving home.
Holy crap, this is a lot.
So, so, Amanda, just to wrap this up, go ahead.
It's a layup. He couldn't go to the drinking after. It was because you're 19 years old.
Right. So
you're
like, she's 18.
And so we're like, do you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
We heard they have a great band. And then I started doing the imitation of the band.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tori,
it's
your birthday.
That's our club and after Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey, Ron, we're going to go to a jazz bar, probably have some more cocktails. What are you going to do? I don't know. I heard there's a good band playing at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm thinking of taking Tori there.
This isn't working. This is the opposite of making progress. So,
that's just a little example of the jokes we were doing.
So, Amanda says, by the way, hold on a second, because hi, the MRL show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, hi. Who's this?
This is Clarissa.
Thank you for holding on, Clarissa. Did you bring your significant other to a Chris's party?
Well, my significant other brought me to his.
And what happened?
It was towards the end of the party, and I went pressing across the dance floor, fell backwards, and broke my wrist.
Oh.
And that was the first time I had met almost everybody there.
Oh, that sucks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And then the bone starts protruding out of my arm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh. You know, a few weeks later, surgery and the whole bit. But
so was he forever known as the guy who brought his wife who broke her wrist at the party?
Yeah, and now I'm known as that.
All right. Well, thanks, Clarissa. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
I wanted to go to her because she was on hold, and we're not going to get to her. I can just tell the way the show's going.
Or you wanted to defer the conversation?
No, I don't. I mean, I really don't.
Can I tell you how strange that
she was holding?
We were like in the middle of a conversation. You randomly went to the phone line
because I asked people to call and tell us about what happened at their holiday party.
They're okay. The continuity of the show and ratings are a little bit more important.
Okay. Here's where
I'll call in the middle of a conversation.
Clarissa's a sweetheart. Here's where I will defend myself. We were walking down the street, and a man after you guys left, and Amanda said, you didn't really make A.A. Ron look good in front of Tori. And I said, it doesn't matter. They're about to get married. They're high school sweethearts. Oh. Like, she knows everything she needs to know about Aaron. Like, I didn't need to talk Aaron up for Tori, your girlfriend, to fall more in love with him.
No, but that's not what I'm talking
about. That's what Amanda was saying.
No, you just took it the way.
No. And I said to Amanda, she goes, you made him look bad in front of Tori. And I was like, you can't. They're sweethearts.
That's fine, but still, this was his first work outing to where we could have included him, whereas you made him feel like the only one.
That's true. But we also, you know what? I'll say this. Like, you are who you are, and the show is what we are, and I can't help that when we go out, I want to let my hair down and have
a
couple cocktails. Did you feel like I was being a jerk to you?
It was nice that Amanda was there, because...
What does that mean?
As we left, Tori and I have a conversation. I was like, it's kind of nice that, like, Amanda and Sterling were there, because now Roy and Manny, rather than just being Roy and Manny, they kind of have a counter. Like, yeah, they have somebody
you guys
to be like,
could have been worse.
They have somebody saying to them, like, hey, you're being kind of an idiot.
Right.
And that's kind of nice to have.
I thought I was very tamed at dinner.
I had a blast.
Yeah, no. I bet you did.
Yeah.
And by the way, it wasn't like I just worked them over all night. I had conversations with Dallas and Loren.
That's
I had
true.
Conversations with Amanda. I yelled across to Sterling a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, he was diagonal from me. So I guess this is it. This will be the last year that you do the holiday party.
No, this is the last time you're attending the holiday party.
That's fine. I'll just pay for everybody and y'all just go.
Oh, hey, that's good.
How about that?
I'm like
the season of giving.
I'm pulling that.
Okay.
Buddy, I thought it was funny, but I could see at the end of the night where maybe
what was
the
last joke that you made as he was walking off? Don't talk to anybody?
Don't talk to anybody. Yep.
I
didn't hear that one.
I said, go right to the car.
Don't talk to any strangers.
Don't talk to any strangers. Go right to the car.
I'm sorry that I take a father role for him. I could be his dad.
Unasked for.
You could
but
also
yeah.
be my dad.
Okay, I could be a lot of people's dads. Sorry about that.
Don't talk to anyone on your way to the car.
Stop encouraging
it. Sorry. I missed that. I didn't realize it. You know, I guess I didn't realize it was that bad.
That bad? You mean that funny? Hey, Aaron, I'm sorry. If I tell Tori that if I made her feel bad at the holiday party, that I apologize. She was definitely overwhelmed, though, and I don't think it was just me.
No, she was definitely overwhelmed.
Definitely overwhelmed.
But we all knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to redo it and have a do-over.
So. I asked her if you warned her, and she said no.
I warned her.
So, all right, we got to go to break. We got the senseless survey that we got to get to.
Yes, it's going to be Christmas themed, so we have that coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Yes, I am looking for Neil.
That's me. Who's this?
Neil, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau, we're wrapping up the year here. We got your paperwork, and instead of sending someone door-to-door, we're kind of running out of time. I thought maybe I could call you, and we can wrap up these government forms over the phone. Do you have 2 seconds?
Wow, the government's actually doing their job today, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we try. We are doing our best to work for you. Do you think it's wrong that we let Santa break into people's houses and not hold him accountable, yet if, let's say, you break into someone's house, you are held accountable for that crime?
Well, I mean, Santa's coming through the chimney, and, I mean, there's no locks on chimneys, so he's not really, like, breaking and entering, whereas if I'm going through a door, then that's, like, breaking through a lock, so I think that's a little different.
Let's talk about trees. One, do you have a real tree or a fake tree?
I've got a fake tree.
So you're one of those. Do you think that if we drill for oil here in the USA, we'll dig a hole all the way to the other side? Therefore, we'll then need a wall around our random oil holes so nobody can enter through our hole.
No, I don't think anybody's going to be entering into our holes if we try to drill for oil. You said you work for the government. You don't know how they drill for oil?
No, sir. I'm not an oil driller. I sit here and I ask questions for the American people. Have you ever bumped into someone wearing camouflage and said, sorry, I didn't see you?
See, no. You said this is for the Census Bureau, right? I don't.
Did anyone ever try to make you go to rehab and you said no?
No. I've never gone to rehab. I've never had to go to rehab.
You just said it there. I'm going to put you down for a yes right there. Also, going to Gammy's house for Christmas this year? Or are you going to go to Meemaw's, Pawpaw's? What's the term?
No, my grandmother is not going to be coming to my Christmas party. No.
Ever warmed your chestnuts by an open fire?
I have refrained from buying chestnuts each year for that very reason.
Well, I don't have any plans for Christmas, but what's your plan? Maybe I can join you.
I don't really want any like government people at my party.
Oh,
but,
I can assure you, when I put the headset down, I'm off duty. I'm just trying to not be alone. And the past 2 Christmases, I've unfortunately been by myself, and I thought, you know, maybe there'd be some presents underneath the tree for me. And every year I wake up, and I don't know if I'm just on Santa's naughty list, but there it is. Nothing underneath the tree, and I'm all alone eating my Velveeta cheese cup, instant mac.
Yeah, is this music playing in the background?
No. I'm just sad. A young man trying to make it through the world alone on Christmas Day. Yearning for the day I get to spend with another human the joys of Christmas.
I mean, if
Neil, I feel special.
Party,
I feel like you and I should hold each other.
I mean, we're on the phone. There's not
ever
really
had the warm embrace of a man?
I mean, it's been a while.
Ever sat on someone's lap who wasn't Santa?
Right back.
Now it's
time for Can't Beat Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
All right, now, of course, we can't actually play Can't Beat Lorraine because Lorraine's not here. Unfortunately, her baby Cash is sick, and we wish our little buddy to get better soon. But in the meantime, just for fun, we're going to play Can't Beat Santa. Let's bring in Caitlin from Rock Hill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You think you could beat Santa in some Christmas-related trivia? Pop culture trivia?
I don't know. If I do, will I be on the naughty list?
If Caitlin loses, she wants to know Santa will should be on the naughty list.
Oh, of course. You're all on the naughty list.
Oh. Okay. Intern Adam Driver playing the role of Santa Claus this morning, kids. Caitlin, throw Santa Claus out of the studio so we can play.
Okay, Santa Claus, you gotta go.
All right, Santa leaving very quickly with his jingle bells.
Bye-bye.
And hey, by the way, you can watch Santa, too. on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate, you'll be able to see that Santa's out of the studio where he can no longer hear the question.
Dressed in a full Santa suit, Caitlin and Rock Hill can't beat Santa. Here we go. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny what?
Nose.
And this actor stars in... stars as an elf in the movie by the same name. What is that?
Will Ferrell.
And in the song, Blank Got Run Over by a Reindeer, who was it that got run over?
Grandma.
The actor, what actor played Santa in the movie The Santa Claus?
Tim
the Tool Man.
Yeah, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, but I don't know what his real last name is.
All right, question.
I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'll give it to her anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
Well, it doesn't go against Lorraine anyway, you know, so we're playing for fun. Okay, and in the song The 12 Days of Christmas, what was received on the second day?
Two turtle doves.
All right, come on in, Santa.
All right, here he comes. Again, you can watch this on the Kiss 95.1
Facebook. Get a load of this.
All right, Santa. She got four correct, right?
Five. Let's just give her five.
Oh, she got five. She got them all right. Okay, here we go.
How many was it?
Five out of five, Santa.
Okay.
All right, question one. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has a very shiny what?
You got a very shiny butt.
A butt? No.
Oh, you're a naughty Santa this morning?
What's that?
Are you being naughty this morning, Santa?
I heard you.
Okay.
All right, question two. This actor stars as an elf in a movie by the same name.
That'd be Will Foster, my tallest elf. He's only 4'7".
No. That's incorrect, Santa. It's Will Ferrell.
Santa didn't really get that joke.
All right. Question three. In the song Blank Got Run Over by a Reindeer, who was it who was run over?
The guy who left a note on my sleigh because I took up two spots at the Walmart.
No.
Santa likes low prices.
No, we,
what?
We're looking for Grandma.
Yeah. Caitlin, so far you're winning big time. I think Santa's been on the sauce this weekend. Santa, what actor played Santa in the movie The Santa Claus?
Yeah, I don't know that movie. I never saw it. What's it about?
Yeah, we get it.
It's a movie about Santa. I don't know who that is.
Question five in the song The 12 Days of Christmas. What was received on the second day?
Something in a tree. A turtle in a tree.
Oh. No. It's a parrot.
No. That's not right. Thank you, Santa.
It's two turtle doves.
Yes. Caitlin, congratulations.
You won them all.
You beat Santa.
Wow.
You're on the nice list. Make sure she gets on the nice list, Santa.
No problem.
All right. Hey, Lorraine's not here, but Caitlin, we're going to play something very fun with Lorraine's laugh that we have pre-recorded.
Yes. So we're going to do a little segment called Tragic News. And Lorraine, since she's not here, we do have her laughter cam. And Lorraine's going to find these awful stories funny.
All right.
So Tragic News comes your way in 5 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Wonder Room. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Yes. Lorraine is out today. Unfortunately, her baby Cash is sick. And so we wish her little buddy the best to get better soon. And we're right now, to conclude Lorraine into the show, we're going to play something called Tragic News. Where we're going to read some unfortunate news stories and... Well, we'll see how Lorraine reacts to him.
Loren's got the heartiest laugh I know, and I sat next to her at our Christmas party, and she would laugh, and I don't know, it just puts a smile on my face when I hear her laugh.
Okay. So you ready for tragic news?
Loren reacting to tragic news.
So Charlotte has made a list for one of the highest ranking lists, and it's not good this year. Unfortunately, over 28 people has been struck by vehicles this year. By the way, in the past five years, I know, in the past 5 years, 90 pedestrians have been struck by vehicles. And this year marks the most.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very awful.
Okay.
And another police news, you know, like canine police dogs. Well, when their dog gets too old and it's time for the dog to retire, the police officers are supposed to take it home and just let it be a home pet. Well, that's not what happened with this animal canine officer. He decided to drop his canine off at the animal shelter when it was time to retire. Instead of taking care, that's Loren.
Loren?
That's an awful story. He dropped off his dog at a shelter. And then another news, the holidays.
Should we keep going or bail? I don't know. Is this? Okay. All right. Aaron's laughing. All right.
Okay, we did. Nicole didn't say immediately stop. That's good.
Okay.
In other news, some unfortunate times are hitting families around the holidays. GM is going to be closing.
No, we said unfortunate,
Loren. Unfortunate, Loren. GM is going to be closing plants and cutting a lot of jobs. The automaker plans to make big cuts ahead of a changing market conditions just before the Christmas season. The loss of about 8,000 jobs are currently on the line.
That's a hearty, long laugh, Loren, for people who are going to be dealing with some issues this holiday season.
There's also some very...
By the way, if you're just joining us, Loren's not here, but her laugh is.
We're playing tragic news with Loren's laugh.
All right.
Some tragic news coming out of England. There is a millionaire farmer that unfortunately has passed away. How, you may ask? From his dog. His dog somehow took control of a tractor... and unfortunately struck the man while he was working in the garden. That's awful news, Loren. That's not funny at all.
Well, no, the tractor killed him, Loren. Okay. I think we got the gist of this segment, right?
I like how it failed.
Yeah, we love you, Loren.
Still to come.
All right. You know what? It looked better on paper.
Hey, we got to get to some relationship news, Roy. A new study came out and said you should know within the first 5 minutes whether or not your date is going well. And then people shared stories on how they got out of a bad date.
Okay.
That's what we want to hear from you coming up just after 8. Don't go anywhere.
WKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Loren is out today with her sick baby Cash. Hopefully she'll be back with us tomorrow doing her mommy thing. And Roy, we found an article that said you should know within 5 minutes whether or not the date's going well.
Really?
On a first date. And it's even broken down more. 2,000 Americans in the poll, 30% of them said it would take them 30 seconds to know whether or not the date's going well. And I'm like, how can you tell about someone in 30 seconds?
I would imagine for all superficial reasons.
I mean, that's tight.
Like if they're actually ugly and their profile didn't match, or
they were like our Santa, and you sat down and you were like, oh, I don't need even 40 right. seconds.
Right.
Or naughty Santa. But anyway, they go on to say that it's true that you should know within 5 minutes whether or not there's going to be a second date and whether or not you're even going to stay on the first date.
Within 5 minutes,
you know there's
going to be a second date?
Yep, that's what the study said.
Oh.
We found this in the Post.
I don't know if that's possible. You know,
majority of the people polled said they would know that.
My first, so you know, the way it worked with me and Sterling, I went to like a couple bars and drank with his friends. It was during the football season years ago when I first met him. And then when our first actual sit down date, I actually forgot it was a date. I was that comfortable.
Yeah.
I invited him. I think we went to Carrabba's,
nice.
A chain restaurant, for our first sit-down dinner. And something happened here at work, and I was stressed out or I was upset, and I complained the whole time.
Oh, no.
I was complaining the whole time. And then
and he stayed.
He stayed. At the end of it, I was like, oh, this is our first dinner time. This is like our first dinner date. And I'm like, and I took you to a chain, which is evidently like a big dating no-no.
Wasn't our boss Quagmire there too? Was that the time?
No, I've seen him down there before, but that wasn't the first date. No.
All right. I thought maybe he came over on your first date or something. But hey, what are the excuses? I know we have a list here of the excuses that you've used to get out of a bad date. We thought we'd have a little fun this morning. Have you holler at us real quick. 704-570-9595. We all want a good laugh on a Monday heading into work, going to school, driving to school, wherever you're going. What was the excuse you made up to get out of a bad date?
And from the New York Post, some of the 10 funniest lines that people have used. My dog sitter has to be home at a certain time, so I got to run back and get my dog.
Dog sitter.
Yeah.
Your dog's okay by itself for a couple hours usually.
Yeah. I have poison oak all over the lower half of my body, and I have to go put ointment on it.
That's good.
I once told my date that I have a dog that is sick. I didn't even own a dog at the time.
Everybody's using their pet as an excuse.
I know. It's an easy. How about this one? Left a candle lit at home. Got to run and blow it out.
That's a good one. What was the crazy excuse you used to get out of a bad first date? 704-570-9595.
My neighbor's pet needs me.
My neighbor's pet?
Yeah, another pet. Excuse from the New York Post.
And that works?
I guess so. I went on a couple bad dates, and I said, I pretended to get a phone. It's the work. I got to go back to work.
A fake phone call.
Which, by the way, is an awful excuse for like people like you and I because we work in radio. Like, you could easily turn on the radio and figure out if we're working. You know what I mean?
Got to go do a quick, got to go fill in for AJ real quick.
Got to do a quick broadcast. I'll be back. I said I was about to throw up because I ate something before was an excuse. I used the excuse that my sister was going into labor. I didn't even have a sister at the time.
We got a text message from area code 704 who said, I have a grandma who's lived about seven lives.
Yeah.
That's sad. 704-570-9595. What was it that you used to get out of a bad date? And I mean, the crazier, the better. The fact that any of these on Roy's list worked.
Yeah, surprising. Let's bring in Chris from Charlotte. Chris, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. So what's one of the crazy lies that you use to get out of a date?
Well, it's kind of a lie that I use a couple times. I picked up my phone and pretended like it rang. And I told I said, well, I said, one of my friends, I'm sorry she called. She got a flat tire. I have to go help her out. And then I used it another time and I told him that my friend had a dead battery.
So
I had to go give her a jump.
You actually pick up the phone in front of the date.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a discussion? Like, oh my God, no.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. And prayed that my phone did not ring.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing it.
And you also can't show the front of your phone because the person will see the apps and stuff. Like, you know how it looks different.
Well, here's the funny thing about it. This was like probably 10 years ago.
Okay.
This is before all of the touch screens and all of that good stuff. So
the flip?
This is before, yeah, little flip it.
Honey, hang tight. I'm on my way. Hey, listen, I got to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Answers the phone.
Thanks,
oh, my
Chris.
Gosh, I can't.
Have a great day.
It starts vibrating in the middle of it.
You guys keep them coming. You can text us, 704-570-9595. Keep those coming. Still to come, we are going to get to the Santa hotline. We got another balloon to pop for you in the 12 balloons of Christmas this hour.
Yeah, we have senseless survey in which I Christmas theme and want to be embraced by a man.
Yep. So prizes and laughs.
5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Used to call me on the cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Used to call me on the cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Yes, I am looking for Neil.
Yeah, that's me. Who's this?
Neil, Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. We're wrapping up the year here. We got your paperwork, and instead of sending someone door to door, we're kind of running out of time. I thought maybe I could call you, and we can wrap up these government forms over the phone. Do you have 2 seconds?
Wow, the government's actually doing their job today, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we try. We are doing our best to work for you. Do you think it's wrong that we let Santa break into people's houses and not hold him accountable, yet if, let's say, you break into someone's house, you are held accountable for that crime?
Well, I mean, Santa's coming through the chimney, and I mean, there's no locks on chimneys, so he's not really, like, breaking and entering. Whereas if I'm going through a door, then that's, like, breaking through a lock. So I think that's a little different.
Let's talk about trees. One, do you have a real tree or a fake tree?
I've got a fake tree.
So you're one of those. Do you think that if we drill for oil here in the USA, we'll dig a hole all the way to the other side? Therefore, we'll then need a wall around our random oil holes so nobody can enter through our hole.
No, I don't think anybody's going to be entering into our holes if we try to drill for oil. You said you work for the government. You don't know how they drill for oil?
No, sir. I'm not an oil driller. I sit here and I ask questions for the American people. Have you ever bumped into someone wearing camouflage and said, "Sorry, I didn't see you"?
See, no. I don't. You said this is for the Census Bureau, right? I don't.
Did anyone ever try to make you go to rehab and you said no?
No. I've never gone to rehab. I've never had to go to rehab.
You just said it there. I'm going to put you down for a yes right there. Also, going to Gammy's house for Christmas this year? Or are you going to go to Meemaw's, Pawpaw's? What's the term?
No, my grandmother is not going to be coming to my Christmas party, no.
Ever warmed your chestnuts by an open fire?
I have refrained from buying chestnuts each year for that very reason.
Well, I don't have any plans for Christmas, but what's your plan? Maybe I can join you.
I don't really want any like government people at my party.
Oh,
but,
I can assure you, when I put the headset down, I'm off duty. I'm just trying to not be alone. And the past two Christmases, I've unfortunately been by myself, and I thought, you know, maybe there'd be some presents underneath the tree for me, and every year I wake up, and I don't know if I'm just on Santa's naughty list, but there it is. Nothing underneath the tree, and I'm all alone eating my Velveeta cheese cup, instant mac.
Yeah, is this music playing in the background?
No. I'm just sad. A young man trying to make it through the world alone on Christmas Day. Yearning for the day I get to spend with another human the joys of Christmas.
I mean, if
Neil, I feel special.
Party,
I feel
you
like
can.
You and I should hold each other.
I mean, we're on the phone. There's not
ever
really
had the warm embrace of a man.
I mean, it's been a while.
Ever sat on someone's lap who wasn't Santa?
Right back.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Text message from 828 says, OMG, that's one of the best census bureaus. Y'all make my morning every day. I'm so thankful for y'all. Well, we're thankful for you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sitting in for Loren's producer, Nicole. Loren's home. Baby Cash not feeling well. Update us on the latest crazy weekend in Hollywood.
Yeah, it was. So Cardi B and Offset. We've talked about them a lot, their relationship. At first, they got back together. They secretly got married. Had a baby together. Apparently, they were working on a joint album. And then they broke up. Called it off. Going back onto their relationship, all the fights that Cardi B has gotten over, you know, on the past few months has been because all these girls are coming forward saying that Offset cheated with them. So a lot of cheating allegations, a lot of cheating rumors for him.
He came out on stage and tried to win her over.
Correct. So she's been done with him for like a couple weeks now. And he last week went on Twitter rants saying, I miss Cardi. I want Cardi back. And then she was headlining at a festival over the weekend. And he got with the people of the festival and came out on stage, interrupted her entire set with a big extravaganza of "Take Me Back." So everyone went crazy over it. Some people think it's sincere. Some people think it's a PR stunt. In my personal opinion, I think that's rude as heck. He just interrupted her set and expects, you know, like that definitely wouldn't have flied if roles were reversed. If she was a cheating woman. You know, it just...
So far, we don't think it worked because she hasn't mentioned that they're back.
Correct.
Okay. What else happened?
A lot of drama between Kanye and Drake, which got Ariana in the mix of it, because Ariana Grande put out a tweet over the weekend saying, hey, I know two grown men are fighting on Twitter right now, but myself and Miley have two beautiful songs coming out at midnight, so can we please forget about them and go to their songs.
Ooh, use the opportunity to plug your own stuff.
So Kanye hit back saying, don't use me as a publicity stunt. you said that she was insensitive to his mental illness, talking about that. Pete Davidson got involved, which put him getting a lot of hate mail because he was saying, like, hey, Kanye, props to you for speaking out on mental illness.
It was an absolute crazy weekend.
It was.
Between the four of them. Drake, Pete Davidson, Ariana, Kanye, and Kim.
It was. We can't even, like, talk about all of it, but if you want to hear, we're going to put all of it on kiss95.1.com.
Awesome. Perfect. Speaking of Cardi B and Offset, we're going to talk in just about 8 minutes. How did someone try and win you back? What'd they do? They go over the top? Your phone call is coming up.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
There's two of us in here today.
I know. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the 12 balloons of Christmas. We still have gifts to give to you today. All week long, we'll be giving away gifts inside a red MRL show balloon. Royal pop it, and whatever's in there, you win.
Very good.
What were you going to say?
The same thing.
Oh, really?
I was going to promote the 12 balloons of Christmas.
You read my mind, buddy.
I did. Well, two great minds think alike.
There you go. Loren will be back with us tomorrow, hopefully. Baby Cash not feeling well today. So just like any mom, we want her to be home with her sick son. She said Cash only wanted to be with her.
I know.
Yeah.
I get it, man.
So we would play the audio, but it's really not that good. You can hardly hear it. But Offset went on stage during Cardi B's concert and begged for Cardi to take him back. So we want to hear from you guys. Guys, you could play too. I would figure more ladies would be in on this because it sounds like something a guy would do over a woman. Like, we would beg and,
yeah,
you know, take us back. What did your man do? What did your ex do to try and win you back? And did it work? 704-570-9595.
Never had a ex do any big grand gestures to get me back. they let me just ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, me too. And by the way, that's a good point, Roy. I feel shy that nobody ever tried to win me back.
There was no big, massive teddy bear and roses. Or
same with you, Nicole. Anybody try and win you back? You try and win anybody?
No.
Yeah, the three of us. We're three misfits without Loren in here.
Yeah, nobody. I'm sure someone did something grand for Loren. They, like, rented out the Porsche dealership and or something, you know. Yeah.
704-570-9595. We need to hear stories this morning from you guys. What did your ex do to try and win you back?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
So Offset and Cardi B, I can't remember where they were, but Offset, while Cardi B was performing, went on the stage and pretty much asked her for her to take him back in song.
And she responded by posting a video, and she said, I appreciate all the love, but what I need most right now from my fans is respect and support, because a lot of people went after Offset for doing that, a lot of her fans.
Yeah.
So what did your ex do to try and win you back? 704-570-9595. Loren's not here, Roy, but before we just went into that little commercial break, you said you were sure that
somebody did something big for Loren. Like, Loren's a fish you try to keep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, me, you're like, yeah, throw him back in. You know? Like, it's not.
Hey, I rented out Disney.
Yeah.
And I'd like to take you there.
Yeah, you do what you can.
704-570-9595. Sorry about that.
Let's pick up Anonymous from Charlotte. Hi, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hi. So tell us the big grand gesture.
Well, first of all, I love listening to you guys every morning on the way to work.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
You're awesome.
And this wasn't such a grand gesture. More like it was, like, really just out there and, you know, he went out of his way to do it or whatever. Like, he got his mom to ask me to go to therapy with him, made it seem like it was going to, like, you know, he's going to change and whatnot. And it ended up just being him trying to get me back, and it was just very weird.
He wanted his mom to try and go to therapy with you and him?
No, he asked. I wasn't talking to him, so he got his mom to contact me, and I love his mom. So I was like, well, I can't say no.
Gotcha. Oh, so the mom's like, listen, he wants to do therapy, go back to him. Okay.
Yeah.
It was really bizarre.
It's always weird when you, like, even my mom was friends with my ex for a little while after we broke up, my high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved out of state, she would come by and, like, bring pictures that she found. Or,
oh, wow.
Yeah, like, things like that. And, I mean, it was over, but that's awesome. Anonymous, thanks. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too, guys.
All right.
All right, let's move on up to Statesville. Love it in the Ville of States. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you guys today?
We're doing really well. Thank you so much.
We're down to Loren, but we're trying to get through.
I heard.
And she's doing her mommy duty.
Yeah, we got to. That's why I called a minute ago, and I got put on hold, and I had to get off the line because I was taking my daughter to preschool, actually.
Oh, good.
But, yeah. And this isn't really a grand gesture, I suppose. It's more just like a repeat offender kind of thing.
Okay.
We'll just call him Boo Radley.
Okay.
Anyone in the state of North Carolina is exactly who I'm talking about, but oh well. I'm talking this person. We would be dating. Everything would be great. And then we'd break up, whether it was him cheating on me somehow or just we're not going to get into details of that.
Mm-hmm.
But literally always within a 2 week to 2 month mark, I would be getting phone calls. He showed up at my house randomly, going across the whole big thing and saying how I walk on water. I am the best thing since sliced bread. He was an idiot for leaving me. But then go on and cheat on me like 2 weeks later. Yeah.
And then come back again. It was like a cycle.
I was a dumb high school girl. Very dumb.
Yeah. Well, we all learn, Lauren. Thank you. Thanks for the call. As she's telling that story, Roy, I'm thinking there's a fine line, too, besides being creepy and like doing like what Offset tried to do, which is make a grand gesture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And producer Nicole says what Offset was doing, she thought it was rude.
Yeah.
You know.
Kind of took the spotlight.
This is Linda from Gastonia. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are y'all?
We're doing really well, Linda. So tell us about the big grand gesture.
Well, I had broken up with my boyfriend for like the third time. And to try to win me back, he sent me a couple dozen roses on my lunch break. And then I saw him later on my lunch break. And he showed up. And he had a diamond ring for me and asked me to marry him.
After you guys had broken up?
Yes. Yes. And I said no.
Good.
And once he realized I wasn't going to do it, he actually stole the faceplate off of my radio.
He stole the faceplate from your radio?
Yeah, it was back about 20 years ago, and it was something he had bought for me while we were together.
Oh, so he's like, it's mine. I'm going to go take what's mine.
Holy cow.
So he was like, okay, you won't marry me, then I'm taking this back.
Linda, I was like, okay. What I can't understand, though, in your story is how he could feel one way about you and have no idea that you feel a certain way and that you're not going to say yes to his proposal.
Exactly. Mm. I told him, he thought the whole issue was commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, that is not it. We just want three different things from a relationship. And
it's commitment, it's your face.
Yeah.
Thanks, Linda, in the gas house.
Wow, I like how he took back his radio.
Speaking of your face, saying, you know, hey, it's not just your commitment issues, it's you. There's an article that came out where the wife says that she wants to use a donor for the baby because she's not attracted to her husband. Her husband, quote, isn't attractive enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How is that a thing? I got this on the stir.
She must not be in a good marriage.
She put an ad out there and says she just wants to have a kid with him, but she doesn't actually want him to do the furniture move.
Oh, my God.
Because he's not attractive enough.
Oh.
How crazy is that? What goes on in the world?
I don't know, man.
Well, we've got 12 balloons, and they're filled with prizes. Someone's going to win a prize coming up in just about 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Did you know We got a direct line to the big guy up north.
Yeah, we do.
It's called the Santa Hotline. By the way, parents, you can find the Santa Hotline up on our Instagram at the MRL Show. Check the stories. That's where we got the number to put up. And Santa was so nice. He even gave us his voicemail passcode.
Mm-hmm.
So we could listen to some of the voicemail messages.
Hello there. You've reached the Maney, Roy, and Loren Santa Hotline. Go ahead and leave your message. Tell Santa what you want for Christmas. I check my messages daily, so I'll be sure to hear it. Merry Christmas.
Who doesn't love hearing Santa's voice? And I mean the real Santa, not that Adam Driver, intern Adam Driver Santa that runs around here.
I know.
In a Santa suit. But it's a really great way, Roy, to get your kids on the radio. To have them call that Santa hotline.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hi, Santa. My name is Benny Lynch, and I would love to have a new puppy this Christmas.
Aww. Next message.
So, Santa Claus, can I get Genesis Patrick into Tim for Christmas, please?
Next message.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Please don't get Eric anything, because he doesn't deserve anything by cold this year.
Oh.
He's been not good. Where?
That's right. If your kids been naughty or nice, parents, you can call the Santa hotline too. Tell Santa Claus what's going on.
I don't know what she said here on this message, but it's her voice is so cute. To me, it doesn't even matter.
Next message.
So Santa Claus, can I get Genesis Patrick and Tim for Christmas, please?
I don't know. Yeah. Something about Patrick, I think.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But it is so dang cute. The Santa hotline number, by the way, is up at the MRL show. But right now we need caller 9 to play the 12 Balloons of Christmas. We've been giving away prizes for the last week.
704-570-9595. Let's give something away after Macklemore on Kiss.
On the 12 Balloons of Christmas, MRL gave to me random items from their office, but who cares because it's free.
That's right. Ellen DeGeneres gives away TVs. You know, her latest 12 Days of Christmas was free phone plans for a year, plus the device.
Oprah gave away cars to everybody in the audience, a trip to Australia, but not us.
No, we got stuff laying around the office. We gave out a kazoo that was used by Alessia Cara. We gave out away a beloved MRL t-shirt that's very rare to come by.
This morning, Circle K gave us some coffee to hand out with some coffee grounds. You never know what you're going to get in the MRL show balloon, Sean in Davidson. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Are you ready to get something silly from our balloon?
Absolutely.
All right.
Now, I do know that still on the dock is a couple of Hornets bobbleheads that you can't buy anymore.
Oh, that's cool.
And Cam Newton's autographed a kickball for us for his kickball tournament. That's kind of cool to have.
That is cool. Did we ever get an autograph from Kissmas to give away?
We have that, too.
Okay, so Artist there are some Kissmas. Cool things mm-hmm. in here. Okay.
All right, tell Sean you got to count Roy down. Say 3, 2, 1, pop that balloon.
All right, 3, 2, 1, pop that balloon.
Oh, it didn't pop right away.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why that was complicated.
He stuck a pen in it, and it like pretty much went into the whole balloon and didn't pop.
Yeah. I had to like stab it like I was some Michael Myers or something. All right, see here. Sean and Davidson, you won. Oh, this is really cool.
Oh, good.
This is one of our really good ones. You won a signed Kissmas t-shirt.
Cool.
From celebrities. Signed autographed celebrities. Not us. We didn't sign.
No, real celebrities.
Yeah.
Not those fake That's radio cool. guys. Sabrina Carpenter, why don't we? Bryce Vine. And by the way, Sabrina Carpenter, Bryce Vine, and Anna Max, all the pictures and all the performances and stuff are up at kiss951.com. But I think that you're going to have Sabrina Carpenter's autograph. I think she's going to become a pretty big deal in the industry. So congratulations.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
All right. There he is, Sean and Davidson. You still have snow on the ground there in Davidson?
Not really. Just where the snow was plowed. We didn't get too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, really nice over the weekend. So
good.
Well, congratulations, dude. Hold on a second, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.